Dana Carvey says he struggled with Musk impression as Elon rips SNL is dying slowly for years, out of touch with reality. By Paul Bois on November 25, 2024. Comedian Dana Carvey says he struggled with his Elon Musk impression during a recent cameo on Saturday Night Live following President-elect Donald Trump's sweeping victory over Kamala Harris. Though Carvey had been making waves throughout campaign season with his hilarious Joe Biden impressions, the famed comedian then set his sights on billionaire Elon Musk for the November 9 episode following Trump's victory. Per Mediaite. During that episode, cast members opened the show with a gloomy segment in which they all expressed fear about what Trump might put his political enemies through. They then all congratulated him on his win and joked they had all been in his corner from the very beginning. Carvey, as Musk, made a cameo in the skit, which later caught the attention of the tech mogul. Elon Musk gave a less-than-stellar review in response to the episode, though he issued no criticism of Dana Carvey, who has largely remained apolitical on his podcast and in his public statements. SNL has been dying slowly for years, as they become increasingly out of touch with reality. Their last-ditch effort to cheat the equal airtime requirements and prop up Kamala before the election only helped sink her campaign further, Musk said on X. Speaking on his Superfly podcast with fellow Saturday Night Live alum David Spade, Carvey admitted that he had trouble sticking the landing on his Musk impression, emphasizing his tricky accent. "I can't do Elon Musk very well," Carvey told Spade. "But I can do something that sounds not like anything. He has an incredible accent, South Africa via Canada, via Pennsylvania. It's almost like, it's a little bit of Australian in there. A little bit of British, but he's not totally that." Carvey did not address Musk's criticism of the show and gave no political statement about the election. He did, however, say that he will return to show in December, which might include his near-pitch-perfect impression of soon-to-be former President Joe Biden. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.